حضرت امام احمد رضا، امام احمد رضا. Let's know who's ala حضرت.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to our program, Who is Ala Hazrat? Alhamdulillah, in this program, we talk about the life and the work of the great reviver of Islam, the Mujaddid of the 14th Islamic century, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. And today we have a very interesting, emotional and exciting topic. But before that, let me introduce you to our guests. Alhamdulillah, we have our Ustad, Maulana Habib Madani Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Ustad Sahib?
Allah ka karam, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.
MashaAllah, once again, Jazakallah khairah. Thank you for honoring us in this program.
Jazakallah khairah.
MashaAllah, we also have on my right side, our brother Omar, all the way from Manchester. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Omar bhai?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Tafiq?
Alhamdulillah, ya la kulli hal. Jazakallah khaira for coming. And today's topic, inshallah, is going to enlighten our hearts. Because today, inshallah, we're going to talk about something which is very important and very, you could say, it has great significance to our iman. What that topic is, we're going to discuss that after the kalam. So can we start off a kalam of your choice, Omar bhai?
صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله تعالى على محمد
Very beautiful kalam written by Ala Hazrat.
سب سے اولا ہو والا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا ہو والا ہمارا نبی سب سے
Yeah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam. Possibly you have heard this many times before, but every time you hear this kalam, every time you hear these words of Ala Hazrat, it lightens your heart. It makes you excited in what? In the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that's our topic today. Today, inshallah, we're going to discuss how much love Ala Hazrat has for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and what message does he give to us in this day and age as well. If you look at the life and the personality of Ala Hazrat, it can be defined by different ways. The legacy that Ala Hazrat has left behind, that you can say possibly he's an icon of love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So when you talk about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you want to mention someone's name, then if you look at the recent history of Islam, then definitely you will hear the name of Ala Hazrat. Because the love that someone has in his heart and how they express is something unique. One of the forms of how people express their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is through poems, through the kalam. That even just, we've just had a bit of glimpse. We've had only few ash'ar, couplets we've read of this particular kalam, Sabse Ola Ala Hamara Nabi. And just imagine how much it's had the impact on us. We were so excited. We're talking about the best of the creation. And we're talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's made us feel like relaxed. If you were before the kalam, if you were feeling stressful, whatever you're doing, and if you weren't ready, but this kalam has changed your mood.
Definitely.
Yes, subhanAllah. And this is the power of the kalam of Ala Hazrat. And in his poetry, many, many kalam you can read, many couplets you will read, you will see that it shows, that how much high love that he has for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ustad Habibay, what would you say?
Definitely, I think every aspect, if you look at the works of Ala Hazrat through his poetry, his writings, his a'mal, the way he used to do his normal routines, day-to-day routines, everything showed a shimmer of the light of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
So many aspects of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we tend to know as sunnah, they are very much important for a Muslim, that they adhere to them sunnahs, that they follow them sunnahs, and in fact they love them sunnahs as well. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, hadith is in Tirmidhi, that man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'ya fil jannah. That the one who loves my sunnah faqad ahabbani, so indeed Allah, he loves me. Wa man ahabbani kana ma'ya fil jannah, and the one who loves me will be with me in paradise.
Subhanallah.
So the love of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is a sign of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the importance of that hadith can be found in both Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wan nasi ajma'in, that none amongst you can be believers except that you love me more than your parents, more than your children, and more than the people of the entire world. So until we don't love the Prophet ﷺ more than the people of the entire world, more than our own household, more than ourselves, then we are not true believers. So loving the Prophet ﷺ is the pinnacle of Iman. And the pinnacle of Ala Hazrat was loving the Prophet
ﷺ. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. If you just look at his masterpiece, Hadaiq-e-Bakhshish, which is a collection of his poetry, which is in two volumes. If you study that, different kalams you look at, you will realize that these kalam, they were not just written for the sake of writing.
Yeah.
These kalam were you can say his expressions of love, his deep love that he has for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And if you study his life, these kalam were written on certain occasions. They weren't just written at any point of life. There was certain incident happened, someone said something which wasn't appropriate in the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on that occasion, you know, Allah Hazrat wrote a certain kalam.
Yeah.
And you know, it's beautiful when you read this. I read one aspect, Umar Bhai will know the kalam as well. I want to give him a hint, inshallah, that once, what do you call it, like a duke or some prince, someone rich, people used to write poetry for him and he used to give a lot of money to them. Yeah, and so once he sent someone in the court of Allah Hazrat and requested Allah Hazrat to write something in the praise of this particular person. And when Allah Hazrat heard this, this was like a new thing to him. That's not why I do poetry.
Hmm.
Yeah, my purpose of writing kalam and naat is something else. Yeah, and I can never do this. As a reply to that request, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi wrote a beautiful kalam. And that kalam, if you can remember, inshallah, if you write it down, and there's something at the end as well, at the maqta, like they say, the end couplet, if you can read that as well.
Wo kamal husne huzur hai ke gumaan naqs jahan nahi. Wo kamal husne huzur hai ke gumaan naqs jahan nahi. Yehi phool khar se door hai. Yehi phool khar se door hai. Yehi phool khar se door hai. Yehi shama hai.
That duke was from a place called Nanpara. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala has fitted that word in into the kalam as well.
That's why he's known as Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam.
SubhanAllah. And he says, like, no, last, I have nothing to do with that place. Yeah. Nanpara in this shayr that where he says, my deen, my religion, my faith is not para in Nan. It's not a piece of roti, piece of bread. Yeah.
You can just sell and
at the same time, he wrote the name of that place as well. It is a hinting that, you know, that's, I have nothing to do with that person. Yeah, my purpose of reading, and this kalam, if you look at it, this was a reply to that request. And look how beautiful kalam this
16
is.
16 couplet.
How you know, touching.
Just a little translation. Wa kamal husne huzur hai. The husn, the beauty of the Prophet is like such a high level that there is no guman, there is not even any thought of any nooks, any doubt or anything that is wrong. And then yehi pool khar se dur hai. This is that flower that is far away from any thorns. And yehi shama hai ke duane. And this is that candle light that has no smoke.
Subhanallah.
Because the thorn on a flower, that is what diminishes the beauty of the flower. And the smoke on the flaming light, that is what diminishes the light's flame, the beauty of the light's flame. So the Prophet is far from any diminishing.
In that first couplet that I'm mentioning now, that actually shows how much love Allah Hazrat has for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Amazing.
Yeah, that he doesn't look at anyone else. To him, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is everything for him. And if you look at every aspect of his life, any work that he's done, all the, you know, the fatawajat, the verdicts that he's written, if you look, study his, the translation, Kanzul Iman, everything that you look about him, about his life, it shows that how much deep love has for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one place Allah Hazrat actually mentions it very clearly. He says, "Inhe jana, inhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Inhe jana, inhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Lillahi alhamd, main dunya se musliman gaya." Subhanallah.
Inhe jana, inhe mana, na rakha.
Tawfiq, right? You know, loving the Prophet وسلم, and just loving anyone, so when he loves that person, he will be ready to sacrifice his life for that person. You know, if that person's going through any problem, he will take a bullet for that person, basically. That's how much people have love for one another. But the love that Allah Hazrat has for Rasulullah, he wouldn't just give his life for the Prophet's body, but rather he says, karun tere naam pe jaan fada, just for the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will sacrifice my life. Karun tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan do jahan fida, aur jab do jahan se bhi nahi ji bara, karun kya karoro jahan nahi.
Karun tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan do jahan fida.
And another point that comes into mind regarding the name of the Prophet is very famous that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his beauty was so amazing that the people, the women of Egypt, whilst looking at Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they'll be cutting their vegetables, but rather they'll be so amazed and perplexed by the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf, the Prophet of Allah, as cutting the vegetables, they would end up cutting their own fingers. And they wouldn't even feel the pain, because why? They're so immense in the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah Hazrat gives a comparison to this in a couplet. And remember, respecting every prophet is important, but the rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is higher than all other prophets. And how does he say in comparison? He says that Husne Yusuf par Kateem Misra mein angushte zana, that due to the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the women of Misr, of Egypt, would cut their fingers. Sar katate hain tere naam pe mardani arab, that on the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not fingers are being cut, sar are being cut, the heads are being cut, and not of women, but of the men of Arab.
Hussein Yusuf
Allah, you know, you can see Allah Hazrat expresses his profound love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam through different couplets of his poetry. You know, early on you were talking about Wo Kamali Husni Huzur Hai, the kalam that we just read before. In that, he is emphasizing that how perfect Allah Ta'ala has created Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, in another kalam, he mentions similar theme, the perfection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think if the kalam is Sarwar kahun ke malik o mola kahun tujhe, in that kalam he mentions this couplet.
Tere to wasf ae betna hi sehbari, hai raahu mere shaam mein kya 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 kahun tujhe.
Ji Umar bhai.
Tere to wasf ae betna hi sehbari,
SubhanAllah. You know, when you look at the life of Ala Hazrat, and now we've briefly spoke about his poetry. Yeah, let's move on to his literature work. If you look at the base of his literature, especially where he wrote articles upon articles to defend the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a bit of a beautiful point that ulama have mentioned. And Allah Hazrat himself has mentioned this point as well. The reason why I'm writing, you know, all these articles to prove the true teachings of Islam, the one key reason is, the background to that is, that many occasions in his life, he's wrote a certain piece of work because that the people, you know, they've wrote something which is a disrespect in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he wrote this article as a refutation to that particular thing. But at the same time, he's writing this in with this intention as well, that now I've written something, now when they read this, yeah, they know they have no legs to stand now.
Allah.
Yeah, and they're going to say, they're going to write, you know, wrong words about me. So all that time now, basically you can say they've, Allah Hazrat is changing their attention from, you know, saying disrespectful words in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to himself. Yeah, so rather than they writing wrong words in the court of Aqali sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they rather do that to me. And that's why, you know, ulama have mentioned that people used to write, you know, disrespectful words, used to write letters of swear words and all sort of things, and Allah Hazrat could have mentioned things back to them. But he never wrote things against them. He said, look, at least, again, this is called positivity. Yeah, look at the positivity of Allah Hazrat. He says that, look, them people, when they're writing you know, disrespectful words towards me, and they're swearing about me, they're trying to defame me, or whatever they're doing, look, at least during that period, they're not dishonoring Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Definitely, you know, this shows a proof of his love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it also shows how humble he is as well. And that is a sign of a scholar. And like, you know, I see this in Amir al-Sunnah, I see this in Ala Hazrat. That hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeps coming back to mind, that the one who does tawadi for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his rank.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So you know, Habibai, when someone really has true love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, then many things happen in his life.
Definitely.
And if you look at the life of Ala Hazrat, what he's achieved, what legacy he's left behind, definitely it's because of him defending the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even in his life, when he went towards the second journey of Hajj,
Allah,
and something unique happened, that maybe you could say millions and millions of Muslims are yearning for this beautiful moment of their life, yeah, but it doesn't happen to many. Yeah, but something happened extraordinary in the second journey when Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi gave the Hazri he attended in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam during the second journey of Hajj. If you can mention that waqiyah.
So when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi went to perform Hajj, completing his Hajj, he went towards Madinatul Munawwara to do the ziyarah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. And the first time when he went to the Golden Gates, and to present his salam, he presented his salam and he asked in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, I wish to see you, I wish that you can reveal yourself to me.
Allah.
The first time he did that, it didn't occur. And then the second time he did that, it didn't occur. But on the third time, I remember this point, my dear viewers, that there's one aspect of just seeing the Prophet ﷺ in their dreams. And another aspect of spirituality is seeing the Prophet ﷺ with your eyes in a wakeful state.
So when
Allah got to the Golden Gates, he was stood there, he was presenting his salam, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And he was asking in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, that, Ya Rasulullah, show me yourself. Ya Rasulullah, I desire to see you. And at that point, the curtains of the beauty of the Prophet ﷺ opened and Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi with his open eyes saw the Prophet ﷺ.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
this was an amazing. And what happened at that point? What did he say? He was writing poetry at that point as well. And at that point when he was writing poetry in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, he wrote a kalam in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he wrote that kalam, which inshallah Mubarak will be reciting. At the end of that kalam, he put himself so low in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said that the words were, Koi kyun puche teri baat Raza, that, oh Raza, why will anyone ask about you? Kutte hazar pritain. The words that he actually used was kutte, meaning dogs. Like there are several dogs that are roaming around the streets like you. And the way that he put himself in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, he dropped himself so low that the Prophet ﷺ opened the curtains of beauty and showed himself to him.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
You know, the most important lesson we learn from this particular incident is that if someone who has true love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, then you know the mercy is showered upon him. The curtains, like you mentioned, Habibai, the curtains, you know, can be removed at any time. Yeah, the doors of mercy can open for you, and you will see that what other people can't see. Yeah, and this is totally the special tawajjuh, special mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam towards his ashik. And it is mentioned that even the later part of his life, when he was about to pass away, there was an incident that in the year that he passed away, or on the date, 25th of Safar al-Muzaffar, he passed away. It was a Syrian sheikh who had a dream. In the dream, he was blessed to have the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he saw other companions there as well. And there were other individual personalities who were there. And it seemed that they were waiting for someone. So he asked, and he also was there in the dream. He saw himself as well. He asked in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, who are we waiting for?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that we are waiting for a person, Ahmad Raza from India, from Hind. Mm-hmm. But later on, when he woke up, this person thought, you know, who's this person? Who's Ahmad Raza from India? I have to go and see him. So he had this deep desire to travel all the way to India and to meet this great personality. He made this like a mission of his life now. Yeah? Because he's seen that how close this individual is in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he took this journey. And remember, that time the journey wasn't, you know, on aeroplanes. Yeah, it probably took him months. I don't know how long, but it hasn't been mentioned, but definitely it would have taken him months and months to reach to India. And when he reached near them areas where Ala Hazrat was, he found out this great personality of Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, had passed away. And then when he thought about the dream, and he realized that it was the same day, Allah, 25th of Safar, that he had a dream that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said that we are waiting for Ahmad Raza. Yeah. And that's the day he passed away. So this again shows you his acceptance in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well.
And you know, Allah Hazrat Ali's love, I think nearly every person that attends Jumatul Mubarak in some way or some form must have heard these couplets of Mustafa Jani Rahmatullah. And this is actually the poetry of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ali. And Ala Hazrat himself, he said as well that when I pass away, make my grave so deep that I can stand up and recite Durood and Salam in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters into the grave. And you know, why wouldn't Ala Hazrat be so immense in love? Because he himself, he says as well that agar, that if you was to open up my heart and to cut it in two pieces, on one piece you'll find written La ilaha illallah, and on the other piece you'll find Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khuda ek par ho aur ek par Muhammad, agar kalb apna dopara karu main.
Khuda ek par ho to ek par Muhammad.
Little aspects of the beauty of the Prophet ﷺ, the way that he's closed them in couplets, talking about the Zulf Mubarak of the Prophet ﷺ, talking about the eyebrows of the Prophet ﷺ, even so much so that talking about the feet of the Prophet ﷺ and the blessed nails of the Prophet ﷺ as well. On the feet, you know, when you have the nails and it becomes a little, rounder shape, and it looks like a small little moon. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi described the nails of the Prophet ﷺ like the crescent moon. And you know, the immense love that you can see in his poetry, every single little detail he's put. One he plays, he says, that kaf gesu hadahan ya abru anke ain saad kaf ha ya ain saad unka hai chehra noor ka. And another place he talks about the Zulf Mubarak, another place he talks about the blessed Zakan Mubarak, that how the chin of the Prophet is like a flower, how the eyes are like the flower. And like this, you can see immense love in the poetry of the Prophet of Ala Hazrat.
Even if you look at the practical side of his life as well, whenever there's a mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in particular the Mawlid gatherings, the gatherings in which you remember the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ala Hazrat used to sit there with utmost respect and honor. You know, it is mentioned in the book Hayate Ala Hazrat that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he used to sit in the, you know, the way you sit down in the salah, the the folded leg position, in tashahud position. He used to sit like this in the, throughout the whole Mawlid gathering.
Allah Akbar. All respect.
This is out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, sometimes he would deliver speeches with love and respect in such a way that 4 or 5 hours used to pass. Yeah, he used to just continue and remain in the same posture. You know, after 10, 15 minutes, you want to stretch your legs.
Yeah,
you want to look here and there. But, you know, he had this immense focus, because whenever there's a mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he's hearing the mention, hearing the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he's mentioning himself, you know, he didn't say with, you know, for the sake of just saying it, but he was saying it with out of full respect and attention and focus. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And that's the message that, you know, we need to take forward as well. You know, today we are hearing about the love that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was blessed with. You know, I will say he was blessed with this love. It was a gift that Allah Ta'ala showered upon him, that he had this immense love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And through this love, we understand that the very important message that even today, you know, rather than looking here and there, rather than, you know, chasing the wealth of the dunya, rather than looking for fame, you know, high status in the dunya, our whole purpose of life should be in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're talking about Ala Hazrat today, but what about us? You know, the way we live, does our lifestyle, you know, does that show the signs of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The way we talk, yeah, are there signs of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The way we think, is our thinking according to the Quran and Sunnah? Yeah, these are things that we have to reflect. We cannot ignore. You know, if we admire Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Muhammad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then definitely we will have to adhere to his teachings as well. We have to be firm on his principles. And he's given us a very straightforward and important message, that remember that always uphold the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every aspect of life should be in expressing the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even if you look at the way Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to sleep.
Yeah.
You know that famous incident. See, the Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he used to sleep, he used to put one hand over his cheek here, and subhanAllah, look at the beauty of even putting the hand. He wasn't just putting a hand over the cheek, he was actually, you know, closing the thumb with the index finger and keeping these fingers like that. So if you look, if you put it like this, you know, you could see
the
word Allah written. So Alif, Lam, Lam and Ha. But if you look at it spells the word Allah.
Yeah.
So when he's keeping that next to his ears, put his body on the bed, was he used to sleep on the right side, because it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Putting the hand on the cheek as well, this is sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he used to fold his legs. He used to fold his legs, and in such a way that if you sleep on the right side and you fold your legs, you don't stretch them and you bring them close. If you look from the top, it spells like the word Muhammad.
Yeah, the head meme, the meme,
then the ha, the meme, the body, then the dal.
Yeah.
So look, the word Allah and the word Muhammad reflects from the body, you know, while he's sleeping as well.
Exactly. So even his sleep is in the love of the Prophet.
SubhanAllah.
Amazing.
Two more beautiful incidents from the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi was known for being punctual in Salah. He was very firm. So it wasn't just about the literature and the poetry, but in actions as well. He was very firm, even from the young age, you know, in the childhood age, he used to pray Salah with Jamaat in the masjid as well. And with Takbir Ula, with the first Takbir. So that was something that was part of his life. Yeah? It is mentioned that even during journeys, he would be very firm on praying Salah with Jamaat. Once what happened, they were traveling on a train, and the train stopped. You know, normally those who have had this experience of traveling on trains in subcontinent, you know, they will realize that the trains only stop for a short period. Sometimes only 1 or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, I've had similar experience as well. Something very, you know, so like a memory that I'm taking away, mashallah, something different I was expecting. But anyway, that could take us somewhere else. But let me talk about this particular waqia in particular. So what happened? The train stopped, and Ala Hazrat started the Salah. With the reading the Jamaat, possible Maghrib Salah. Yeah, it was Maghrib Salah. They were praying, and during the Maghrib Salah, there was someone else he observed that, you know, there's normally like security guards outside, yeah, who normally wave the flag saying that, you know, the train's going to move now.
Yeah.
The train's about to go. So he blew the whistle or whatever, he waved the flag to express the train's going to move. Yeah, so and when they do that, they actually mean it. They don't wait. Yeah, they don't see who you are, they just go. Yeah, because they have their own routines. So he waved the flag or blew the whistle and the train was supposed to move. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he prayed his salah in a normal position, you know, nice and calmly, completed the three rakat, and as soon as he completed the third rakat, when he gave the salam, that's when the train moved.
Yeah?
And at that time, you know, someone could probably say that maybe the security guard outside, he saw these people praying salah, that's why he delayed. You know, he told the person to, you know, he told the driver to not, you know, move the train. But the scholars have written that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, with these four or five members, they were inside the train in their own cabin.
Yeah.
And so that person, that the security guard was really far from them, so he would not have known. Yeah. And it was quite a bit of time that they took, and even then, the train didn't move. And when you observe the whole scenario, then you will definitely say this is one of the karama, yeah, a spiritual or a saintly miracle of Allah Hazrat, that the train didn't move as well. And someone now watching this program might think, okay, why did the train not move? Yeah, can you not pray salah when the train is moving? Yeah, that's another matter that is a discussion that we need to keep in mind. Ulama is right that you shouldn't pray your salah during the moving train. Okay, so it's best to read your salah when the train is stopped. But in this case, obviously, Ala Hazrat did not pray salah in the moving train. He prayed whilst the train was stationary. And again, this shows how much love he has for salah. And why did he have love for salah? This again is for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, and just one more waqiyah that I want you brothers to mention is that great incident that took place when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was traveling. And at that time, remember, the journey were not on cars or on motorbikes. It was like a wooden piece, and then within the small planks, and four people are holding it, there's one person sitting in the middle. And that's how they used to take, you know, like elderly people or respectful people. It was
people
possibly,
of authority, basically,
possibly
yeah,
a sign of authority or greatness. And that's what people used to do out of love. And possibly people had responsibilities to do this. So what happened? Someone, there were four people holding them wooden planks on their shoulders. And something happened, something very extraordinary, if you could mention that, Waqir.
Yeah. So this is also a sign of the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you'll see why exactly, that when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi was on this palanquin and he was being carried and transferred to another place, so he stopped the people for a moment. He could smell something. So he stopped the people and he said, you know, he got off and he said, tell me truthfully from amongst you four that were holding the palanquin, which one from amongst you four is from the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I can smell the fragrance of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from one of them.
Subhanallah.
And after a lot of time of asking that, please tell me which one it is. So one of them raised their hand and said, Hazrat, it's me. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, straight away he just thought, oh my God, what have I done? Allah. That I have made him carry me whilst I'm on his shoulders. What have I done? And he was so ashamed of this. Although it was permissible for that to happen, and you know, there's nothing against Sharia that person did, but out of love and reverence for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's family, he thought, you know, I am the one who praises about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I am letting his family carry me on their shoulders.
Allah.
So he straight away said that, Hazrat, please ask your grandfather on the Day of Judgment to forgive me for this action.
Allah.
And Hazrat, please, you come onto the palanquin and I will ride you on my shoulders.
Allahu Akbar. Allah.
And that person, he was astonished, like, no, Hazrat, you know, I'm nothing. I'm just a worker. I was told to do this. This is part of my job. But Allah says, no, You are my master. You are the grandchild of my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go and sit on the palanquin, and I will ride. Ahmad Raza will ride you on
Allah.
His shoulders.
And he did as well.
And he did as well.
Subhanallah. You know, Subhanallah. We're talking about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman and his profound love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, every aspect of his life that you look up, you will see the expressions and the glimpses of love that and the fragrance of love that he possesses and he has been blessed with. Even if you look at his famous masterpiece, now if I'm going to ask you a question now. Now, what is the most famous work that people remember of Ala Hazrat?
I think it's Kanzul Iman, isn't it?
I would probably say Fatawa Razawiyah.
Fatawa Razawiyah. I was going to say Fatawa Razawiyah as well. But both of them, Kanzul Iman, which is the Quran translation in Urdu language.
Yeah.
And if you look at Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif, both of them, you know, written in love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Drenched
in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the extent that Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif, if you look at it as a whole, in the modern edition that we have, so Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif, it consists of 30 volumes. And this, in these 30 volumes, there are over 21,000 pages.
Allah Akbar.
Over 21,000 pages. And Fatawa Razawiyah is basically Q&As. People used to write questions to him. And these people, you know, included many scholars, many muftiyan-e-kiram, experts in Islamic sciences. These people, where they used to get stuck, they used to refer to Ala Hazrat, and Ala Hazrat used to find ways for them, used to find solutions to their problems. And these, the Q&A that are mentioned there, there are over 6,800 that are mentioned Q&A in the Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif, and it has so many booklets, you know, over 200 booklets are included in Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif. And the main thing that I was going to share with you is that in the whole Fatawa, in this whole encyclopedia that we have, which is a means of a source of knowledge for great scholars as well, even today, the title of Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif. Yes, subhanAllah, the title of Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif is Al-Ataya Nabawiyya Fil Fatawa Radawiyya.
Yeah?
This Fatawa Razawiyah is the ata, the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah.
Again, you know, every aspect that you will look at Ala Hazrat, you will see that how much love that he has. And but whenever we study this, the one thing that we need to keep in mind is that ask ourselves, you know, where do I stand? Where do I stand? How much love do I have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Okay, I claim that I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything, more than my parents, more than my family members, more than my wealth, more than my possessions, more than my life. I claim this, but where is it reflected? Now, do my actions reflect the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I possess? If not, then this is a moment of reflection. This is a moment where we have to make this correction and change our way of life, study the lives of great scholars, and try to adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lifetime. Is my lifestyle the sunnah lifestyle? Is my way of eating according to the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The way I talk to people, is it according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? These are the key questions that we must ask ourselves. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers of Madri channel, you are watching this beautiful program, Who is Ala Hazrat? And we've come to the close now. Inshallah, please continue to watch Madri channel. We have other programs, different programs on Madri channel that describe different aspects of Ala Hazrat's life as well. Please keep watching Madri channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ala Hazrat, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Rida, Imam Ahmad Rida. Let's know who's Ala Hazrat.